ABC Radio Australia.
In an historic legal case earlier this year, the villagers of Wagina Island in northwestern Solomon Islands managed to block a bauxite mine on their island, but now their future is uncertain, with an appeal on that decision in the hands of the country's environment minister. But now the NGO Amnesty International has intervened. It's calling on the government to protect the rights of the villagers, while one environmentalist is warning of a disaster if mining was to be allowed to take place, as Evan Wasuka reports.
The remote island of Wagina is home to a population of about 2,000 people of Kiribati descent, who were relocated there by the British colonial government more than 50 years ago. The community made history in March this year by using the courts to block an attempt to mine bauxite on their island. Father Graham Mark is president of the Lauru Land Conference of Tribal Communities.
Who knows when mining ban come? What would be negative effects? And how much of the research is made known to the people that live around the area that by mining take place?
The community won the argument before an environmental advisory committee that there had been limited consultation beforehand. But their success may be short-lived, with an appeal underway and the Environment Minister, Dr. Kalwik Togomana, expected to make a decision soon. Richard Piercehouse from Amnesty International say the community's right to information and to be consulted had been denied.
The villagers feel that their right to be consulted about this process, their right to information, and the possible impacts of their livelihoods have been ignored up till now.
Solomon Bauxite Limited is proposing an open pit mine on Crown land away from any settlement. But Amnesty International says the community's right must be protected first. Mr. Piercehouse says closer consultation with villagers is needed before any decision can be made.
Amnesty is calling on the Minister of the Environment to go to Wagina, to sit down and to listen to those concerns before deciding on the future of this mine, because there is so much at stake for the livelihoods of the islanders.
Willie Atu from the Nature Conservancy says any mining activity would be detrimental to the community and cause serious damage to the environment.
If you see in the Solomons, Wagina is the only place in the Solomon that seaweed farming is doing well because of the dynamics of the ocean current. Like, it brushes away every sediment that rests on the seaweed. That is why seaweed is thriving, and it's one of the economic livelihoods for the community.
The Nature Conservancy works on nearby Arnavan Island, a conservation area.
Our concern was if the mining goes on in Wagina, it will certainly affect the Arnavan Conservation Area, which is the first protected area in the country.
Mr. Atu has been closely watching the developments unfold on Wagina. He says the repercussions from mining would be disastrous.
It will make us sad, since we put our effort in there and the investment that we put in the Arnavan for the last 20 to 30 years or so will be wasted. And so personally, I do not support mining to be happening in Wagina.